sneak down the stairs to see the wonders the basement beholds, because this week's discovery gets cozy in a secret library. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Though many book lovers can appreciate the convenience of digital books, there's still just something about a real paper book. And in A Perfect Bind, the second beloved bookroom mystery by author Dorothy St. James, a book-loving librarian risks her job, and maybe even her life, to save the library's books. The story finds librarian True Beckett trying to solve a pair of mysteries while keeping a very big secret. When the Cypress, South Carolina Public Library went bookless, True stashed away some books and set up a secret bookroom in the library basement, a place where book lovers can come to read and research using actual books. Lately, though, someone has been vandalizing the bookroom overnight. If True told her boss or reported it to the police, she'd lose her job. But when someone is found murdered behind the library, she fears they could be connected. True and her closest friends, along with the other keepers of the bookroom secret, decide to use their love of mystery novels to ask themselves, what would Miss Marple do, and solve the crime themselves. If they don't, they may have to give up their secret book lover's getaway. So they work together to dig for answers, whether the culprit is human or supernatural, as one of the town's historians insists. Really, A Perfect Bind has everything you'd expect from a cozy mystery. A quaint small town, a cast of colorful characters, a bookish heroine with a lovable pet, a hint of romantic possibilities, and of course, foul play. There are some easygoing laughs, a few red herrings, and a surprise or two, too. Still, it's hard to believe that not only did True create a secret bookroom in the library basement, but she's also been able to keep it a secret from most of the town, especially when you consider how quickly word of everything else spreads through town. But perhaps that's just a part of its small-town charms. But is it worth checking out this library whodunit? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. With its likable characters and its bookish mystery, it may not be an entirely memorable cozy mystery, but it is an enjoyable one. And as you get to know the characters, you'll be interested enough to keep an eye out for the next installment. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. A Perfect Bind by Dorothy St. James is 248 characteristically cozy pages long and is available from Berkeley. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.